Tonight,
the
title of our message is a question. A question that you will have to answer on your own. You have to answer it privately. You have to answer it individually. And you have to answer it with assurance. In Luke chapter 4. Get ready for the move of the Lord tonight. Luke chapter 4. I read from verse 25. Jesus speaking. But I tell you of the truth. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah. When the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months. When great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent. There were many widows. But God did not send Elijah to any of them. Except one woman. Save unto Sarephath, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. The title of tonight's message is Who Am I Sent To? So many widows in Israel, but God did not send Elijah to any of them except one person, the widow of Zarephath. Listen tonight. I am a messenger. And a messenger without a message is a dangerous person. I have a message for you tonight. Because I am sent to somebody. I don't know who that person is. But the person that I'm sent to. Tonight. The book of remembrance. Shall be opened unto you by fire. Who am I sent to? On the seventh.
Around 3:30 a.m.
Around 3:30 a.m. The Lord woke me up. And he spoke to me very clearly. He said, my son, write it down. I am anointing you now to wipe away tears from people's faces. That was on the 7th. And right from that day, it's like my ministry, my operation has just changed. Take a new turn. Anywhere I go to minister, it's like this oil that just comes specially. I am not saying this to boast. I am just telling you what the Lord is doing with me and in my ministry. Therefore, by that oil on my head now, anything that is making you to cry is dying tonight in the name of Jesus. I am a messenger, and I have a message. Hear me now, hear me now. Who am I sent to? All messengers can be divided into two groups. All messengers. We have messengers from above, and then we have messengers from beneath. All messengers from above, God always equipped them with three working instruments. They are divinely wired with three working instruments. All messengers from above. What are these three instruments? Number one is power. Power. Power to establish the desire of heaven upon the earth. Number two is the instrument of vision. Ability to see where God is taking you to. They are not bothered about your past. Their concern is your future. Where you are going. What God has prepared for you. Where God is taking you to. And number three is the instrument of revelation. They speak by revelation, not by information. And you see, revelation is talking about the revealed truth. The revealed truth. The truth about your life. About your destiny. About what God is doing in your life. Power. Vision. Revelation. These are the three instruments that God always equipped those messengers from above. So it is with these three instruments that I'm operating tonight. Therefore, everyone hearing the sound of my voice, I speak into your life right now. Anything good that is about to die in your life, I command them to come alive now. In the name of Jesus. Who am I sent to? It is that person whose destiny has been locked up by wicked powers. Powers that he or she cannot even explain. Who am I sent to? It is that fellow who has toiled all night and all day and yet caught nothing in the ocean of life. Just like Peter, who labored and labored and toiled and toiled and yet caught nothing. Not until Jesus appeared and things changed for him. Who am I sent to? It is that person who is going in and out of debt. Huge debt. And he does not even know how to get out of it. Who am I sent to tonight? It is that person whose spiritual life is nothing to write home about. Although the person is in church, but the church is not in him. He comes to church, but no fire, no power, no anointing, no grace, no progress, no moving forward. The spiritual life is totally, completely zero. Who am I sent to tonight? It is that fellow who is obeying satanic command. When they tell him fight, he cannot control it. He begins to fight. Commit fornication. He will just obey. Begin to tell lies. He knows that those things are bad. But he cannot just stop obeying those commands. Who am I sent to tonight? It is that person whose glory had been tied down. Just like the donkey in the days of Jesus. The donkey that was supposed to take Jesus to Jerusalem. The donkey was tied to a tree, just wasting away, not on Jesus sent for it. It's like the case of that young man that came. He said, please, my family needs prayer. Say, my daddy, my mommy and three of us. Say, I had a dream. Say, that he had a dream. And in that dream, he saw all the five of them with chain on their necks and they are tied down. Both their hands and their legs were on the floor. Just like a goose. All of them tied down. The whole family tied down. I am sent to such people tonight. Therefore, anything that is tying you down, your glory, that evil chain on your neck right now, I command it to break in the name of Jesus. Who am I sent to? Is that person who is suffering from evil family pattern? The person can clearly see that the same battle that he is fighting is the same battle that his own father fought. Who am I sent to tonight? Is that person who is just spending his or her money on sicknesses and diseases. Like the woman with the issue of blood. The Bible says the woman has spent all that she had. And yet there was no solution. Any sickness inside your body now. If your amen can be so loud and clear, I command that sickness to get out. In the name of Jesus. Who am I sent to tonight? It is that fellow who is under serious oppression. He's been oppressed body, soul, and spirit. And he's totally confused. Who am I sent to tonight? Is that person whose head had been bewitched? The head bewitched. The head, which is the symbol of his destiny. It's like the story of that man that I shared before, who came for prayers and for counseling. He came to the counseling room, but he had cap on his head inside the church. And I said, oh God, you have to respect God. Remove your cap. He said, ha, sir, if I remove this car, what you will see will shock you. He said, flies will bombard his head. I said, flies. He said, let's go out. We came to an open space. Remove the cap. The man removed the cap. Beloved, it's like somebody blew whistle from all the corners, from nowhere. Flies. Those big, big green ones. Different, different shapes. They just bombarded his head. As the man was walking, they are running after him. They go to the right, they follow him. They go to the left, they follow him. I have never seen that kind of thing in my life. Head. Under serious bewitchment, the symbol of his destiny. I say to your head now, any power attacking your head shall die now. In the name of Jesus, I speak to that head now, that the bewitchment of darkness upon that head is destroyed now. Let your amen roar like thunder. I speak to that head now, the evil hand that is laid on your head, I cut it off by fire. I cut it off. 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 In the name of Jesus. Do you know, David said, thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. It is the head that receives the anointing. It is the head that receives the blessing. So when the head is bewitched, the whole life will be in serious trouble. The anointing of overflowing success, which your head deserve, receive it now. Listen, there is no time to waste. We'll start praying now. When God is ready to bless a nation or a community or a family or an individual, He will send a man. When God is ready to bless a nation, a community, a family, or an individual, He will send a man. God does not work with groups. God does not work with committees. God does not send a group. He does not send a committee to carry out His agenda. He usually sends a man. It's always a man for an assignment, a man for a season, a man for an agenda. The Bible says, look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bear you, for I called him alone. I called him alone, and I blessed him and increased him. He said, for I have found David my servant. David, my servant. And with my holy oil have I anointed him. He didn't say, I have found David and Jonathan. No. It's one man for an assignment. In John chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, there was a man sent from God whose name was John the Baptist. There was a man. He was a man. Just one man sent from God. When God is ready to bless a nation or a community or a family or individual, He usually sends a man. At the same time, the devil who is a chief, has stolen that pattern from God too. When the devil wanted to destroy a nation or a community or a family or an individual, he will also send a man. The agent of Satan and everywhere. And they are working tirelessly to destroy. They are very wise and cunning. They come as lambs, but they are wolves in sheep clothing. They may look nice, innocent, and simple. But they are very wicked and dangerous. And there is no mercy in them at all. I have shared this before. I will say it again. I entered a bus. When the Molu used to operate, the Molu used to operate some years back. But immediately I entered that bus, I noticed that there was a woman that was backing a child. And that child was just crying. Was just crying. People in the bus say, "Madam, please take care of your baby." Said, "I have tried. I don't know what is wrong with him." This little boy just kept on crying. And was disturbing everybody in the bus. You could see that that boy was not at peace at all. As we got to the next bus stop, these men who used to sell drugs, the man entered. Lady, the man entered. Said, "You, that woman that is sitting on the head of this child that is crying inside his voice, you better stand up now. If not, I will deal with you." When I heard that, I was supposed to come down at the next bus stop. I refused to come down. I want to see the end of this. The bus was going to Igbo. I was supposed to come down at Alagomeji. I followed the bus. When we got to Oyinbo, the man just kept on saying, "Stand up. Stand up from the head of this boy." But the boy too kept on crying. When we got to Oyinbo, all of a sudden, there was a woman that sat at the back. Blood started coming out from her mouth, from her nose, from the ears, from the eyes. Blood. She started saying, "I am the one. I am the one. I am the one." She sat on the head of a little child inside the bus. There are powers sitting on people's destiny like that. Hear the word of the Lord. Any power sitting on your glory. Any power sitting on your joy. Any power sitting on your celebration. Tonight, I command them to be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. Maybe you are in this meeting tonight. As you are hearing me, you are battling with an agent of Satan who has been sent into your home, or into your family, or into your business, or into your ministry, and they are destroying that which you have built for years. Because you are here tonight, hear the verdict of heaven. Within 24 hours, they shall be exposed and be disgraced. in the name of Jesus. They shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. Sit down. Sit down. God is all powerful. All knowing. And he can do all things. He's all powerful. All knowing. And he can do all things. It doesn't need any of us to perform. He can do all things by himself. But in his infinite wisdom, he always prefers to send a man to accomplish his purposes on earth. He always sent a man. He can do it by himself. But in his infinite mercy, in his infinite wisdom, he prefers to send a man. Look at Psalm 105. Psalm 105. Verse 17. He sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. He sent a man before them. Who are the them? Israelites. Who are the them? His own family member. Who are the them? His brothers. The Bible says he sent them before them. He sent a man before them. Joseph.
And Joseph.
Who was sold for a servant. How can somebody know that the selling of Joseph by his brother into the land of Egypt was a sent mission by God himself? How can somebody know that it was God that sent him before them? Joseph was hated by his own brother, who came from the same womb with him. They conspired together to kill him. That was their agenda. Why? Because of his divine dream. When they saw him coming afar, they said, "Here comes the dreamer. Let us kill him. And then we shall see what shall become of his dream." Their agenda was to kill him, not to sell him. But because God was with him, they couldn't kill him. God did not allow it, even though that was their agenda, because it was a sent man. The devil that couldn't kill you when you are in your mother's womb, totally defenseless, the devil that couldn't kill you when you don't know how to pray and fast, that Satan that couldn't kill you when you don't know the name of God and name of Jesus, the enemy that cannot kill you when you are not coming to church and not worshiping God, is it that same enemy that will not kill you? The answer is capital no. And I'm saying it with confidence. Anyone that is looking for your death shall die in your place. They shall die in your place. They shall die in your place. They shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. They couldn't kill Joseph.
Wow, read Joseph.
Why? He was a sent man. He sent a man before them. The Joseph that was sent didn't look like he was sent. He looked like a man that was hated, mistreated, unwanted. But God was working behind the scenes. God was arranging and rearranging his destiny to fall in line with his own divine purpose. Joseph, the sent man, he saw envy. He saw family strife. He saw jealousy. He saw bitterness. He saw anger. He experienced hatred. He saw negative confession. He saw backbiting his life. He saw rumor. He saw the shadow of death. But all these things, they could not trap him. They could not stop him. They could not kill him. Therefore, I speak to you tonight. Where God is taking you to, by fire, by force, you will get there. 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 In the name of Jesus. A sense man is on a mission. And that mission is to see that God is exalted in your life and the devil is brought down. Anything that is representing devil around you in your life is coming down tonight. In the name of Jesus. Who am I sent to? A man came. We have been praying for God to give him a wonderful job. He will go to this place, he shall get back to you. Go to another place, he shall get back to you. And this one was just going on and on and on like that. Until one day, on a Sunday, he just came to the church very early. He said, "Sir, I got a letter that I should come for an interview." I said, "No problem." Said, "But it is very strange, because they are asking me to come today, Sunday. What kind of company will call somebody for an interview on the Sunday? It's not a working day. I don't think that this company is real." I said, "My brother, go. You will see what will happen." Reluctantly, he went.
Oh Lord, how shall I?
After the service, he came back. When he came back, it was not only dancing, but this man was jumping. What the Lord will do for you tonight, because I am sent to you, will make you to dance and dance and dance in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you the testimony of this man. He said he got to this place. Fortunately, he met the owner of the company. And the man just looked at him and said, "Sir, I don't know. I just like you. I just like you. And because I like you, we have never done this before. Say, but you are starting your job in this company. For you to know that we are very serious, here is a car key. Not only that, the organ asked the man, He said, how many children do you have? The man mentioned it. He said, okay. We are traveling to America.
America.
We are traveling to America. The man said, But I just like you. Somebody will look at you after tonight's meeting and will say, I just like you. I just like you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And do you know that man got a job? On the Sunday, he got a trip to America. On a Sunday, he got a car. On a Sunday, not only that, they gave him a 3-bedroom flat. On a Sunday, not on a working day. On a Sunday, somebody's going to get a surprise. Your story is changing tonight. Your heaven is opening tonight. In the name of Jesus. Who am I sent to? It is that fellow that is saying, Lord, make tonight my own night. Make tonight my own night. If tonight is your night, and it's just not like any ordinary night, but your own night, then I am sent to you. And because I am sent to you, the door of outstanding breakthrough is open unto you now. In the name of Jesus. I have so much to say, but there's no time. Please rise up. Rise up. Lay your right hand on your chest. Hear the word of the Lord. The Goliath. The Red Sea. That you are seeing now. You shall see them no more.
Oh, Mary, Mama.
Say this with a shout. If I am sent to you, then obey what I'm saying now. Say this with a loud shout. Oh God,
alert!
Remember me for good tonight. In the name of Jesus. Masikete repoto shikayaba. Rekerabonto sokoya. Remember me for good tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. That person with serious migraine, the arrow has gone back to the sender. You that person?
You want it to win, eh?
Yet you know very, very well that when things are about to happen for you, it will just scatter. I am sent to you tonight. That evil pattern is over in your life. You that person that people tell you openly that forget it. You can't really make it. Forget it. Because you are not sharp. God has sent me to you tonight. You will experience divine surprises. There are 87 persons here. I am telling you what the Lord is telling me now. This group of people have suffered disappointment upon disappointment. But here, the verdict of heaven, your disappointment has been disappointed now. You know that you are not strong.
Oh my God.
You know that you are always feeling weak. But you cannot explain why. I have good news for you. Your picture that they are using to control your head. Right there where you are now. Receive your deliverance. You, that brother, the Lord said you should hear what he said to you tonight. That even though among the member of your family, you are at the back now. You are at the back now. But hear what the Lord is saying. A rearrangement has taken place. And you have been pushed to the front seat now. That voice that is telling you,
oh, no, don't suffer.
You will soon die.
You
will soon die. You will soon die. That voice is coming from the graveyard.
Oh, no, lati.
But hear what the Lord is saying. He has sent me to you tonight. That voice coming from the grave is silence forever. There are 23 persons here now. Your own property. Somebody sat on it. And is not ready to release it. The anointing here tonight has unseated that fellow. Here now. That person with high blood pressure, you will not smell it again forever. Now, I'm going to pray. Just stretch forth your right hand towards this altar. Only the right hand. And do as if you were to collect something. This is just short prayer. But please, because I am sent to you tonight, let your amen sound with fire. I decree right now that the letter of joy that you have been expecting, receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, everything stolen from you in your dream, I command them to be restored sevenfold. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, the source of your battle, I command it to dry up. In the name of Jesus. And like I said on Sunday, anywhere they mention your name, whether you are there or you are not there, favor will answer. Favor will answer. Favor will answer. In the name of Jesus. One vivid sign to know that God has sent a man to you is that whatever that man says is established. Therefore, every prayer that you have said amen to tonight, before the end of this month, you shall see the manifestation. In the name of Jesus, a threefold amen. It is now time for our father-in-law to pray on our water.
Father, we thank you for this water. Father, we thank you because your power is the absolute power. Father, let every particle of this water be converted to the blood of Jesus. Let every particle of this water become the fire of God. Any sickness that encounters this water shall melt away. Let this water become the water of prosperity, the water of resurrection, the water of power, the water of strength, the water of glory, the water of the moving of the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing of ease enter into this water in the name of Jesus. Father, you have been telling us that we have not seen anything yet. Let these waters become waters of signs and wonders. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
The
Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his presence shine upon you. All the prayer requests, O Lord, answer them by fire. You will go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. And by the time you come here next Wednesday, you will be a bigger bundle of testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.